Part 4. Putting yourself into practice. Doctors, psychologists, and yes, family therapists all have a word to describe their careers. These professionals do not operate a perfect, they operate a practice. This is not because they aren't excellent professionals. It is because they have such a profound respect for the immense learning curve involved in attempting such professions. These practitioners are just that, practitioners, because the learning curve never ends. They never stop actively working on themselves and their work. They are always practicing, never getting to the point where they no longer need to work on their game. And that's what scream-free parenting is all about, learning to develop a practice. It is not about figuring it all out or eliminating your mistakes as a parent. It certainly is not about developing the right techniques for every situation. Scream-free parenting is about continuing a path toward integrity. It is a way of learning to live according to principles, not techniques. It is a journey of constant learning and growing, refusing to ever believe that you've made it, or you can't learn anything else. I hope that you, by listening to this audio program, have begun to listen more and more to your core principles, and less to your anxious reactivity. That is the result of learning to calm down. In this section, you will learn how to best begin that journey. Although it involves focusing more on yourself, the blessings that come from this journey are not just for you, but for all those around you. The types of intimate, enjoyable, cooperative relationships you crave are waiting for you along this journey. These relationships won't develop automatically, and they won't come quickly, but you are on a path that makes these relationships possible and all the more likely. There's another helpful expression about practice. We often hear, usually in association with sports, that practice makes perfect. But it doesn't. What is far more accurate to say is that practice makes permanent. What you practice over and over again gets ingrained as a pattern. And bad patterns are probably one of the reasons why you're listening to this audio. Therefore, developing a practice is recognizing you are always participating in either the creation of a new pattern or the continuation of an old pattern. What's great is knowing that you can change any relational pattern by simply changing your part. Practice changing your part and watch the changes begin around you. Finally, carefully consider the title of this section, Putting Yourself into Practice. You might expect a self-help or parenting book to say something like, putting the lessons or techniques into practice. That is not the emphasis of this section or this audio. At the end of the day, this program is all about you, putting all of yourself into your relationships, particularly those you enjoy with your children. This is about seeing your parenting as an engagement of yourself with each of your children as a separate, growing person. Scream-free parenting is not a problem-solving or behavioral modification model. It is a growth model. And this growth model begins, first and foremost, with you. And you are already growing more than you think. I urge you to dive into this section with one vision in mind. Taking care of yourself is your number one responsibility to your family. As I hope you will see, the best way to put yourself into the practice of parenting is to make sure you are operating as the most healthy self you can be. I believe this is the great news you've been waiting to hear ever since you became a parent, that it's okay to want to take care of yourself as well as your kids. In fact, not only is it okay, it is the most important thing you can do to raise loving, responsible, and self-directed kids.